For today's experience, we will be praying with the pardon of the sinful woman. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 through 50. And we'll be using what St. Ignatius called the application of the senses, or praying with your senses. We'll begin first with see. Try to see everything that is going on in the scripture passage. See it like a movie that is playing before you. And realize that when we use our sense of sight with our imagination and scripture, we actually enter into the scene. So let's read it through once and try to see what's going on. A Pharisee invited him to dine with him. And he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Can you see Jesus reclining at table? Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him. Picture this woman. She's a sinful woman, so she's probably unclean, maybe unkept. Try to see what her hair looks like, her face looks like, her skin looks like. Is it dirty? And she has this alabaster flask of ointment. Alabaster is a translucent type of material, like a glass flask, and you can see the oil, the ointment inside. It looks kind of golden colored. And you see her standing behind him, at his feet, weeping. And watch as she begins to bathe his feet with her tears. And what does that look like, to see her tears? She's crying so hard. And weeping, that the tears drip from her face onto his feet. And you see his own dirty feet begin to be made clean with her tears. And then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with the ointment. And you can see his feet are pure and clean and shiny from the oil. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he returned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman?" So he's inviting Simon to see. "When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Watch her face. Your sins are forgiven." Now look around at the others at table, who said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Take a moment now in silence to visualize and try to replay this whole scene in your head and journal your experience.